Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I know a lot of people are into it.
It's like 2 to 3, and then they're just black
out. You know, I've done a number of shows with pedophiles over the years.
It's supposed to be free in this country, and I should be able to fly the flag wherever I want.
Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
Famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Have we got a big announcement for you on Monday? It's a big announcement for my listeners in Los Angeles, but it is a big announcement for everybody who watches our videocast on philhendryshow.com or listens to the live streaming audio on the videocast at philhendryshow.com or gets the podcast. It's a great... frankly, it's more content. It's more of me. So, whether that's good or bad, it's good for me because it's like, it's more bread. Anyway, it's a recession. So 877-876-PHIL. So that will be on Monday and an announcement next week having to do as well with our legacy CDs. We're really excited to make available to people who have not heard our show before or were even aware that we existed, that we have some 10 years worth of best of CDs. And these have the original artwork. They're all in the packaging. They are pristine, virgin versions of our best of 1997, 98. Oddly enough, 99 is sold out. Now, I don't know if that was because the century was coming to an end. I don't know. I can't find a best of Phil Hendry show 1999 for love or money. Nonetheless, next week we'll have some more details on selling those and making those available to you. Veterans groups are putting out warnings against charity scams after the phony U.S. Navy Veterans Association stole millions of dollars. Bob Green joins us this hour to discuss that. 877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com. Robert Green is with Fraser Foods, the CEO there, and has been responsible over the years for collecting a lot of money in charitable donations. Bob is with us and often is with us to talk on matters pertaining to business. And matters pertaining to business oftentimes have to do with charity, don't they, Bob?
Well, I think so, Phil. You cannot be a part of a community, as we have very proudly been a part of the Southern California community. We're in Buena Park, California. Without doing a business with these charity groups. I think it's a black day for this organization, whoever these people are, that the United States, the so-called U.S. Navy Association, stole money from people. And fortunately, though, we collected money on behalf of this organization. I know other businesses did the same thing.
So how did you do that, Bob?
We had a donation cup at our checkout stand. We also had a large donation donation chest at the door as people were entering. We had brochures that they gave us, and we really felt that they were a legitimate organization. And when I found out that this was an organization, Phil, that not only did not exist, but was, in point of fact, taking advantage of our veterans, I don't think there's anything lower than that. And I stand against it with every other person in this country when this news came out.
Let me tell people about this group, this, it may be criminal group. Veterans groups are warning the public to distinguish between their legitimate efforts to support returning American troops and the questionable motives of a rogue group called the U.S. Navy Veterans Association, which is being investigated in at least 9 states on allegations of fraud and deception. The group and its fugitive leader, who went by the name Bobby Thompson and is the subject of a nationwide manhunt, was described by Attorney General Richard Cordray as doing in the charitable sphere what Bernie Madoff did in the investigative sphere. And you say that you were raising money for this organization, Bob. Did you have, obviously, some contacts, some routing number?
That's it, Phil. There was a routing number that we gave to the organization, and they then would take this money And that would be the last we saw of it. Fortunately, though, we heard of this this investigation by the Attorney General there, and we were able to put a freeze on the funds that we had in this account that we had earmarked for this organization.
And how much was it, if you don't mind me asking?
All told, I think it was probably a couple of $100,000.
Wow.
Very significant amount of money.
So, it says here this guy collected as much as $100 million over the past decade. How long were you associated with this guy?
We were associated with him for a period of time, but I don't want to get into these different questions because we want to keep the focus where it belongs, Phil, on the veterans. And when we talk about me or we talk about Bobby Thompson, and I think it's pretty ironic that he used the name Bobby Thompson because Bobby Thompson, Phil, is also the name of a New York Giant baseball player who hit the shot heard around the world, if you know that.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Thompson, the home run.
In 1951, yeah. And I said to my my girlfriend, soon to be my wife, Sally, I said, you know, this guy, this Bobby Thompson from the U.S. Navy organization, he sounds like the guy who's fired a shot heard around the world as well, and it's going to go all the way around the world and come right back and hit him between the eyes, is what I said. So it's no question at all, Phil, that our veterans were taken advantage of. But the good news is this. We're taking that money that we have in this account that is frozen. We are going to put together special baskets that people can purchase and can send to veterans in Iraq or Afghanistan. That would be our serving troops, not necessarily technically veterans because they're still in service, but I suppose you could say they are veterans, Phil.
Well, I imagine the minute you set foot on that kind of hostile ground, you're a veteran. But I understand what you're saying. These are for our actively serving troops.
That is correct. And the people can put into these baskets anything they want, but we have these pre-made. I'm going to have these pre-made, and they'll have in them everything that these soldiers have talked about needing. All of the things that the soldiers will write home about. I've got a list of it, but I'm not exactly sure. Can you give me the list of that? There's a list, Phil, that the Veterans Associations, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association, put together a list of what the soldiers would like. And
all right, well, we have some of like protein bars, Q-tips, socks, cans of tuna. These are just things you can well imagine a soldier, well, I'd like something to eat so he can bust open a can of tuna.
We have that same list, yeah. Men's health magazines.
What do you mean men's health magazines?
They want men's health magazines. That doesn't necessarily mean they're looking at the bodybuilders.
No, I know that. I didn't see that. Men's health magazines. But what other kind of magazines? All right, well, that's the list we have.
Well, I mean, they're soldiers, so you have to assume that they want what any soldier is going to want, and that is if they're, I say this with all due respect, if they're straight, they're going to want to have pictures of a lady, and so the Sports Illustrated, what do they call that?
Swimsuit issue.
Yeah, the swimsuit issue. We get that for them. And people can buy these baskets, and they can send them off to our troops in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And we're very happy to do that with the donated money to help these our young men and women because they're the best, Bill. I agree with you. They're the best we got.
All right. I just want to ask you a question, Bob, and I appreciate you coming on the program. You got about $100,000?
$200,000.
$200,000 from this scam. Obviously, you can't give the money back because you don't know who the people are. What, you're putting together these baskets that people buy?
That is correct, yes.
Are they costing you?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are costing me. That's why we need that $200,000, because that's the money that I need to make these baskets for the soldiers. So I buy the Sports Illustrated and the cans of tuna.
You buy that from yourself?
I buy it from myself, yes. And then I send the the basket. So I buy the tuna from myself.
At the price that you sell it to everybody else?
No, not at all. I discount it. And by discounting it, that means that I'm not giving myself as much money as a regular person would give me. Now, here's something I want to say, Bill, before we...
See, I'm not trying to... I'm just curious how it works.
Here, let me just say this, Bill. We're spending way too much time talking about me when we ought to be talking about the soldiers, the veterans, and the great things they do. Explaining why, you know, how much it costs me. You focus on cost. I focus on the troops. See? That's what I do.
No, I understand that, Bob, and I appreciate that. I was just wondering. I mean, you've got $200,000 in the bank, and you're using that $200,000 from the U.S. Navy Veterans Association, which is a scam organization, so you're not turning that money over to them.
That is absolutely correct.
All right, so you've got that money, and you're going to use it to purchase from your own store items to put into these baskets. And I suppose it's... you know what? You're doing a good thing.
You are trying to say that, well, I am making money. I'm paying myself a profit. And I'm saying, you know what? That's a lot of fancy, clever thinking that I don't think the American people need right now. I don't think they want to be confused by that. I don't think they want to give themselves a headache worrying about whether Bob Green made a couple of bucks off a lousy can of tuna that he sold to himself. So that we can put these baskets together and send them off to Afghanistan and to Iraq, and help our troops help the troops.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Robert Green on the line with us. If he buys, all I want to know is this. He has money from this scam charity. He's not going to give the money to the charity, so he's using that money to buy stuff for the troops. He's buying the stuff from his own store. You see what I'm saying? He's buying stuff from his own store, so he's making a profit on money that was raised independently of him. I guess I'm asking too many questions. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, but it makes me pause. He's not spending his own money. He's spending the charity money. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
But let's talk about the troops, okay? It's not what you can't add.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Robert Green. He's at Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. An organization that turned out to be the allegation is it is a scam organization called the U.S. Navy Veterans Association, a rogue group described by the Ohio Attorney General as working in the charitable sphere the same way Bernie Madoff did in the investment sphere. Stealing money, and telling people that the money was going to enhance the lives of other people. The guy that runs this group, the guy's name is Bobby Thompson, is a fugitive. They're looking for him, at least. He hasn't been arrested, but he is definitely on the lam. With me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Bob, you had raised some $200,000 you had in an account for the U.S. Navy Veterans Association that you are now going to use to purchase items for these baskets, correct?
Yeah, and Phil, I've got a list here because you were asking a list. They need deodorant, powder, jelly beans, snacks, peanuts, chewing gum, hard candy. The guys want these long-distance phone cards, which are very convenient for them, dice, playing cards, Ziploc bags. They like those Pringles chips. I've seen in this, not that I saw this, on a website I've seen in the movie Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
I guess they like those juices, the box of juices that they have.
Uh-huh.
So we put these together in the basket.
How much are these baskets costing?
Well, the baskets are donated, so the baskets are free. So what we do is we take all of these items from our store, and then we sell them to the consumer, and these get shipped off to Iraq and Afghanistan.
All right, so what you're doing, though, is you're taking this $200,000 that is sort of just fell from the sky, and...
No, it didn't fall from the sky. I can trust me on that.
No, I know. It didn't fall from the sky, but it's money that you have that you're now using to buy stuff from your own store.
Well, you know, again, this is a lot of hot air that the audience, the people who are listening right now, don't care about. You know, you're asking, does six equal a half a dozen? Well, yes, it does. The fact is, Phil, people want to get these packages off to these soldiers. Again, powder, Ziploc bags.
No, I understand, and I see what these things are, and I see what it is that these young men and women need, but I'm asking the question, we've already got one scam going with this U.S. Navy Veterans Association.
Well, I really have to resent you even approaching the topic of scam with my name around it.
And I'm sorry, sir. I'm just saying, though, you're right. I didn't mean to do that.
What we are doing is completely above board, and we are helping these young men and women.
All right, yeah, right. But you're buying the stuff from your store with money that you didn't earn, you know?
I know right now, and I want to help you out here, Phil. I just know right now people listening to your program are laughing at you. And they see my side. They're saying, Bob is trying to keep the focus on the troops needing these, what is it, they need jelly beans and they need chewing gum. And you keep talking about the math. I heard what you said.
Well, is my math wrong?
With all due respect, Phil, I've been in the grocery business a long time. I've been around cash registers. I've been around accounting. Yeah, your math is, it's pretty sad.
All right, 877-876-PHIL on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's take a phone call here. It is Paul. Go ahead, Paul. It is Steve in Tucson. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Phil. Robert, I have a couple of questions. How much are you going to charge for your baskets?
What we're going to charge for the baskets is if you take the cans of tuna, the magazines, the Sports Illustrated, it's around about a $20 value. What? I can't hear you. What did he say?
Hey, Steve. Steve. We can't. Yeah. There you go. Talk on the phone, man.
Okay. Robert, you're going to charge $20 for these taxes, and then that you're got for the $20 you got for free, and you're not going to make a profit. You're going to make a $20 profit.
If you'll pardon me, sir, this is what your phone call just sounded like. Okay. Well, look at that. I can't.
Well, all right. Obviously, we didn't get these phone calls screened. Are you there, Steve? No, he's gone. 877-876-PHIL. All right, answer the man's question.
This was his question.
No, that wasn't his question. His question was, it's $20 pure profit. Okay? It's $20 pure profit.
How is it $20 pure profit when I've got to go and buy tuna from myself? And when I have to go and buy Sports Illustrated, what I'm buying, Phil, is...
You're buying it from yourself with money that was in this account already. It was an account of...
I'm buying this stuff for myself with money that was going to go to a... And you heard what the Attorney General said. A Bernie Madoff type.
It doesn't matter what the guy was. This guy is a scam artist, yes. The money that was donated is important, yes. But the fact is, this is money that you then took and paid to yourself, okay?
How is that pure profit? Go ahead, explain it to me.
It's pure profit because the money that you didn't earn that money.
No, I did not earn that money, but I'm buying tuna and Q-tips and a Sports Illustrated from myself, and I am, the guy I'm buying that from, I did have to pay for the tuna and all of that. So you I got to tell you something, Phil. I'll say it to you again. You really need to get your math together, and you need to get... you probably need an accountant to have to explain this. And what we're talking about here is $200,000 that this U.S. Navy Veterans Association was going to steal. Instead, I'm giving it to me so that I can make these baskets available to our troops.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Robert Greene is on the air with us. Mr. Greene is the CEO of Fraser Foods. It's a grocery chain in Southern California across the Southwest and Southeast. And the U.S. Navy Veterans Association is, according to the Attorney General of Ohio, Richard Cordray, a scam organization. They are involved in a deception and a fraud, which is on the level of a Bernie Madoff. They are run by a guy named Bobby Thompson, who is now a fugitive. They can't find this guy. They, over the last 10 years, built as much as $100 million from donors who thought they were contributing to a legitimate veterans service organization. $200,000 is collected by Mr. Greene. It's in an account. And you're, understandably, Mr. Greene, happy that this was found out and that this money did not get to them.
Absolutely.
But the only question I have...
As long as you are talking about this, Phil, more and more you put me into the category of a Bobby Thompson and a U.S. Navy or a Veterans Association or service. I can't allow that to happen. Now, I know that you and people who do the work that you do, maybe you fantasize about being on 60 Minutes or something.
I don't fantasize about anything of the sort, sir. Okay?
Well, whatever it is you're doing, you are taking to task a man that knows, and forgive me for saying this, I know how to add.
And I know how to add, and I'm just asking, this question.
No, I don't think you do.
Well, I'm asking the question, if you take $200,000 that you did not earn, and you use that money to purchase supplies or to purchase...
No, we're not going out on a gold rush, okay? This isn't supplies. These are items that we send to our soldiers.
I understand. You're buying these items with money that was donated to your store. You make the profit.
Yeah, you're in over your head. You're in over your head. I know what it is you think you're saying, and you're not. I happen to be a sponsor on your radio program. If it was not for me and other courageous sponsors, you might not be on the air, sir. And for you to say that I'm some kind of a crawling thief.
I'm not using that word. I've been asking questions. I'm not making any. I'm not making any determination. I'm asking questions. Joey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene.
Yeah, I understand that you have the $200,000, and I personally don't have a problem with you purchasing the stuff from your store. But my question is why are you
charging
$20 for the basket?
This is my call. It's a caller. Joey is on the line.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I said that I don't have a problem with you taking the $200,000 and purchasing stuff from your store to make the basket. Because the soldiers need the stuff. But my question is, why are you charging $20 for the baskets? Why not just buy the baskets and send them over there? Why are you waiting for someone to buy them and holding them from the soldier until they're bought?
That's a very good question, and I'll give you the answer to that, Joey. We do, for whatever reason, and you can call it human nature, we don't put any value on something unless we have had to buy it or barter for it or work for it. If I gave those baskets away for free, people would send them to Afghanistan or Iraq by way of the U.S. mail. In other words, they wouldn't care. They'd be busted open by the time they got there. Somebody'd be picking through them.
What?
But I'm saying, I'll say it again if you want me to.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
If I give the average person a basket to send to Iraq and Afghanistan, what do you think they're going to do with it?
Why don't you send
either one of you gentlemen? Because that's not the point. The point is to have the
$200,000. You send the basket.
Well, what about the American people? Don't they want to be able to put their name on it and say, thank you, Bob, I'd like to send that? And to be honest with you, why do I got to do that? I already gave it away, and I got to spend the postage, too?
And okay, so that's it is about money.
Whoa, hold on for a minute. This guy's got me giving it away. I give meaning to the baskets by charging for them. No one wants a basket of free, excuse my language, crap. They want a basket full of quality goods. And
if you are sending to these soldiers the things they need, whether it is the cans of tuna, whether it is the Q-tips, whatever these items are that these soldiers need, the water, and so on and so forth, it's quality stuff. It's what they need.
If it's free, it's crap. That's what they're going to say. The soldiers are going to get this, and they're going to say, how much did this cost? And someone will say it was free, and they're going to go, get that crap away from me. No, that's the way that works, Joey.
Wow. I just don't understand how he can say he has $200,000 and he's going to make the baskets. If he's got $200,000, make $150,000 in baskets and take $50,000 mail it over there.
Mail it
over there? That $200,000 belongs to the soldiers, not him.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean it belongs to the soldiers? How does that belong to the soldiers?
Because that's what people were donating for. And seriously, Joey's got a good point. You might as well just take that money and put it into some kind of an account, you know.
Oh, no, wait. Well, hold the phone here for just a minute. You guys, you've got me going from quality goods to sending our soldiers crap, free crap. I won't do it. I won't do it.
No, it's not free crap. How is it free crap?
Because it's free. If it's free... This guy's laughing. You want to send them something free, you go ahead. And you know what they're going to say? Thanks for the crap. I don't need that.
All right, 877, what do we got? Robert, okay. David G. Hall is on the line. David?
Yeah, what are you arguing with this guy for?
I'm not arguing with him. What do you mean?
This is one of our sponsors, all right? And if the guy says that he's giving away baskets to the soldiers as a result of the, I don't even know what he's talking about. Let me explain. I'm not giving anything away. This is Robert Green, David. Yeah. I'm not giving anything away. I'm charging $20 for baskets that I fill with stuff that I bought from myself. Sounds fair?
Oh, yeah, that sounds real fair.
But don't be giving this guy a hard time. I have to go out and practically offer myself up as a sex slave just to get advertisers interested in your show. You know what that's like?
I can only imagine.
How dare you laugh at me? I heard him laugh too, Mr. Hall. How dare you?
I appreciate the work you do for me, David. I really do.
That's bull crap.
Anyway, I got to tell you, Bob, I believe...
Well, let me ask you, would you rather that I just give the money to that scam charity for them to squander? Is that what you want? Screw the troops, I'll give the money to a scam? Because I won't do that. I won't do that. I'll join Mr. Hall out there as a sex slave before I do that.
My question for you is simply this. If you go out and you say, here are free items that I'm sending to the troops, just like that guy said, and $50,000 that we will send to the troops, $50,000 that we're going to send to the troops as a result of this money having been donated in their name, then why would I have... Hey, excuse me, guys. If she's from the other night, then why are we talking to her now? Why are we talking to her now? All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry.
Well, Mr. Green, thank you. You're a sponsor, so I'll just not ask any of those really bad questions anymore, okay? You got $200,000 there sitting in the bank, and I don't know, you know. But I don't understand charity anyway, so I do, and I don't. I know that there's... we go to Global Navigator. That's the site that we recommend if you want to see whether there's a charity on there that is recommended. Global Navigator, or I think it's called Global Charity Navigator, something like that. Charity Navigator. But go over there, charitynavigator.org. Go over there and see if the charity is listed. And if it ain't, if it's a turd in the punch bowl, they'll let you know, man, and you don't have to worry about it. But this group here, $100 million. Geez, this guy must be filthy rich. $100 million over the past decade. That's $10 million a year? 99% of the funds are unaccounted for. After last night's ABC News report on this guy, Bobby Thompson, legitimate veterans groups said they were stepping up their efforts to alert the public about the alleged scam and help those seeking to help veterans identify legitimate ways to do so. And so they went on and on about, here's a guy saying, Robert Jackson, executive director of the Military Families United, as a Navy veteran, I'm deeply angered by the actions of someone who would defraud veterans and Americans. And it happens all the time. If there's a dollar to be made, if there's a sociopath afoot in America and there's a dollar to be made dishonestly, those two will come together sooner or later. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number, and our website is philhenryshow.com. And we do have an announcement to make for you guys on Monday. We thank Robert Green tonight for being on the show and Clara Bingham. We're also going to be getting Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman in here for our news hour next hour. Glenn Beck draws criticism over Holocaust comments. This I thought was pretty interesting because they made a big deal out of this. And apparently Soros hasn't denied any of it. But here's what happened. According to Michael Calderon from the Yahoo News Service, Glenn Beck has railed many times against George Soros, a Hungarian-American financier and liberal philanthropist whom the conservative host dubs the progressive puppet master. But Beck ramped up his criticism this week on Fox News and his radio show, making comments about how Soros survived in Nazi-occupied Hungary that have provoked denunciations from Jewish organizations. Beck said on his radio show that Soros is a 13-year-old Jewish boy living apart from his parents in order to avoid apprehension by the Nazis, used to go around with this anti-Semite and deliver papers to the Jews and confiscate their property and then ship them off. It was frightening. Here's a Jewish boy helping send the Jews to their death camp. He's walking around with this guy. He's a kid. Anybody that thinks this child, a Jewish child scared to death, trying to avoid apprehension, trying to hide in any way that he can, is assisting in the sending of Jews off to death camps. Anyway, Abraham Foxman, national director of the Anti-Defamation League and a Holocaust survivor, said that Beck's comments were inappropriate, over-the-top, offensive, jive-ass, and like that. He said, I disagree with Soros, but to hold a kid responsible for what was going on around him during the Holocaust as part of a larger effort to denigrate the man is repugnant. Steve Croft of 60 Minutes in 1998 told Soros that it sounded like, quote, an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Soros said that he doesn't feel guilty for what happened because whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator. The property was already being taken away. So this kid did what we saw in that movie Schindler's List. Remember when that one guy wanted to escape the soldiers that were coming after all the Jews in the ghetto? He pretended like he had been given orders to clear the baggage away from the road, you know. Beck, who on Tuesday described Soros' actions in the 1940s on Fox News, also claimed not to be making a judgment. Fox News defended Beck and said that this is all stuff that Soros has said that he did. Yeah, he did. He did do that, you know. But, I mean, you also heard what Glenn said, that the guy was helping Nazis. So I have to think that maybe there's something kind of not going too good there on the Glenn Beck show. I mean, what the hell, Glenn? You know, you'd do better, man, if you just said that. Why did we, you know, buy Alaska in the 1950s? And the other story here is this guy, Nadler and Bush and waterboarding. The American Civil Liberties Union and Congressman Jerry Nadler on Thursday joined a growing chorus in the human rights community calling for a special prosecutor to investigate whether former President George Bush violated federal... I can't... There's not enough air in my lungs to read that sentence. The American Civil Liberties Union and Congressman Jerry Nadler on Thursday joined a growing chorus in the human rights community calling for a special prosecutor to investigate whether former President George W. Bush violated federal statutes prohibiting torture. In his new memoir and ensuing book tour, Bush has repeatedly admitted that he directly authorized the waterboarding of the three terror suspects and enjoyed it. And why wouldn't he? The ACLU is urging Attorney General Eric Holder. Is this the same ACLU man who had that guy on our show that I kicked his ass in a debate? That can't be. Is urging Attorney General Eric Holder to ask Assistant U.S. Attorney John Durham to investigate Bush. All right, here is this jackass. Here is on MSNBC, The Ed Show, Jerry Nadler.
The United States has always considered waterboarding torture, except during the Bush administration. We prosecuted Japanese generals for waterboarding people. We prosecuted American soldiers for waterboarding people in past decades. The current Attorney General, Mr. Holder, has said that waterboarding is torture. We have always regarded it as torture. And under our statute and under international law, we are bound to prosecute it. The President has a duty under the Constitution to take care that laws are faithfully executed. And now that former President Bush has said that he personally ordered waterboarding, there must be at least an investigation and a special prosecutor.
So does that soundbite and the book indict the president, in your opinion?
It absolutely indicts the president.
All right, I don't know whether I'm asking something that can't be done, but when exactly did we prosecute Japanese generals for waterboarding? I know when it probably happened, but exactly, was it about waterboarding? When and exactly what was the charge? Waterboarding? And what about the American soldiers that we've prosecuted for waterboarding? I don't doubt that we've prosecuted American soldiers for torture. You have a legal opinion that was provided the President of the United States by the Justice Department, you idiot. Oh, God, man, I better slow down because this is going to be a real rough hour, man. I mean, the way I'm feeling right now. But, you know, we have a Justice Department that gave the President of the United States the right to waterboard. They told him it was legal. Okay, Nadler? The Obama administration's own Justice Department has declined to prosecute. I mean, I don't know who this guy Nadler is, but I swear to God, you know, you want to keep voting for a guy that's lying. Anyway, so there's that story. So what we're going to do right now is get up our Dr. Green Thumb, man, because that's where that is at right now. Dr. Green Thumb with a... some of the stuff that's been going on in the world of dope, man. Not that I may encourage the use of it, but...
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb.
Sure, use a little bit of it right now, man. Pennsylvania man lights joint to celebrate child's birth. Police said a new father faces drug charges because he lit up a marijuana joint instead of a cigar to celebrate his child's birth at a Western Pennsylvania hospital. Police aren't identifying the man found smoking the pot in a designated smoking area of Uniontown Hospital. Uniontown Police Sergeant Jonathan Grabiak told the Pittsburgh Tribune Review that a nurse smelled the marijuana when she took a cigarette break in the same area, and a hospital security guard called police about 3:20 a.m. A Southern Idaho woman growing a 4-foot-tall pot plant in her front yard has been arrested and faces several felony drug charges. A preliminary hearing in the case of 48-year-old Laurie M. Donald is scheduled next Thursday in Cassia County. A Hagerstown jury has convicted a woman of burglary, assault, and reckless endangerment for breaking into her neighbor's house wearing nothing but a bridal skirt and a veil on a snowy night in April. Scratch and sniff marijuana cards distributed in the Netherlands. Around 30,000 Dutch households have started receiving marijuana-scented scratch cards in an effort to uncover illegal cannabis plantations. Authorities in Rotterdam and The Hague say they are distributing the cards to help people recognize what cannabis plants smell like. They also include a telephone number to report suspected marijuana growing. In Scottsdale, Arizona, it was a wild morning in Scottsdale Thursday. A 29-year-old man who had crashed into three cars told cops he had ingested spice, a synthetic marijuana, that is not approved for human consumption. Thursday around 7:30 a.m., witnesses reported that a driver was driving eastbound on Thomas Road at a high rate of speed. In Columbus, Ohio, a Clark County man who could face more charges after investigators found a package filled with marijuana addressed to his house. Investigators said the Dayton Narcotics Task Force were alerted to the package by the Postal Service and used a drug-sniffing dog to confirm there was something suspicious. Finally, a Falmouth High School teacher has been charged with possession of marijuana after surprise police search of vehicles in the parking school lot, in the school parking lot on Monday. Falmouth Police Department, along with 10 other canines from Cumberland County, conducted a surprise sniff of vehicles in the parking lot. This is an ongoing exercise. Kilbride said two police dogs alerted officers to a vehicle, which was then searched. Officers found a 2.4 grams of marijuana in a container in the car. And that's that hour. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.